I've been off track mentally. It's felt like I've been sitting on the couch for years, watching life go by, snacks in hand, and drifting further away from the mindset I know I need. But here's the thing, just like physical health, mental strength takes work. And the key I'd forgotten, presence. In this episode, I'm sharing what it really means to rebuild from the inside out and why tapping back into presence might be the most powerful shift you can make. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport as I see it is to see your vision become a reality, find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. You know what I've learned in recent times? Presence is a superpower. Before I get to how I've learned that, I just want to share with you a bit about my journey and the struggles I've had over the last probably 5 years. And right now I'm in the midst of rebuilding my mental strength. I let my mental fitness slide, and the result of that is overthinking, burnout, rushing, distraction, taking on too many projects, so spreading myself too thin, allowing myself to be pulled in too many different directions. I allowed myself to get blown off course. And I could blame a whole lot of different reasons, but ultimately that is my responsibility, and I had to get myself back on track. There's plenty of distractions out there, even on a personal growth journey, and where I'm at the moment is I'm rebuilding, but I'm nowhere near where I want to be, nowhere near where I've been. Like, think back to 2017, while I probably wasn't looking after myself from a physical perspective, I was certainly training hard, I was physically fit, but I was also burning the candle at both ends. I was drinking way too much coffee, and I'd burn out my adrenals. But mentally I was strong, and I was doing the work every day. And it's funny, when you're a coach, more often than not, when you're telling people or giving people advice in certain areas and it starts repeating, then it's usually a sign that it's something you need to pay attention to too. And that's something I've been helping a lot of people with lately. I'm talking about mental health and how sometimes it can feel like a chore. It can feel like an effort. But similar to your physical health, it requires work. You don't just get to a certain level and it stays there. You need to keep building that muscle. You need to keep it strong. And I'd stop doing that. I thought I'd got myself to a point where I was going to be fine and I could move on to other things. Now, it was important for me to give more attention to my emotional health and to my spiritual health. So that's my connection to myself and greater connection with the community. But I needed to make sure I kept my mental strength at a certain level. I'd stop doing that. If you compare it to physical health, it's like I'd been on the couch for 5 years, eating pies and twisties and sucking down beers like I was doing it for a living. Now that might sound like fun to you for a week or two on a holiday, but if it's a lifestyle, if it's a way of life, then it's not going to work, and you know that. So I'm rebuilding, and I'm not embarrassed to say that. There's plenty of things I get wrong, and there have been some tough times, particularly mentally, when I've been pretty down on myself, because I'm like, man, how did I get to this point? And with the help of my coach and by getting back to the things that I know worked, I've been rebuilding and strengthening again. And one of the things I discovered very recently was just how important presence is. And funny story, having a conversation with ChatGPT, just looking for some guidance on something I was creating, and then I just started asking some questions around what I had going on myself. And of course, I've been having conversations with chat for 2 years now, so it understands my language, how I like to speak, the way I like to articulate things, and I just asked a few questions, and then I got this response of, oh, would you like to know more about this? And I went, yeah, tell me, like, what do I need? And it's like, well, you need to be pausing throughout your day, finding the gaps, taking moments just to be present. Well, how good is this? I feel like, in a way, I'm doing myself out of a job even sharing this with you. But it was profound. But like I said, I built up quite a body of work, quite a relationship with my mate Chat. But yeah, it's like I need to be more present. So you know when you have those moments where you've got like even a minute or even 30 seconds, and what do? You go to your phone, start looking at something. Well, what I've been doing now is just pausing and breathing. And that's it. And you know what I've noticed? The tightness in my shoulders is relaxed. My body's relaxed. My mind's relaxed. I've just been more relaxed. Now, this is partly a product of what I set myself at the start of the year. One thing my coach did say to me is, going back probably about November, December, is stop trying to work it all out. You're trying to know and understand every little part and you just can't. So my intention for 2025 was, I've got it up here in my whiteboard, stop trying to work it all out and keep it slow and steady. Focus on one thing at a time. There's a great book, The One Thing. It'll really open your mind up in a lot of areas. And I've been doing that probably for about 18 months after I'd started too many big projects. But I've really been doubling down on that the last 6 months. And that is just focusing on one task at a time. Now, it means that some projects have had to wait. But it also means that I've been so much more focused on what I'm doing. I've been so much more present. I've been so much more energized, relaxed. It's amazing. And that adding this presence element has just added a whole new dimension to my thinking. That the focus and the relaxed nature, I'm not getting caught in this head spiral of all the different things. Now, I've still got some structure around that. I still have things that I need to do listed. And I still have to give myself a reminder. This is not about throwing everything else out, but it is just focusing on that one thing at a time and then being present, because you can't be on all the time and you can't be doing that one thing all the time. And you need to know the difference. And there, even though it feels like there's a rush, there's not a rush. That's one of the things that was happening by me not continuing to build my mental strength. I was in too much of a rush. The important lesson I learned when at 38, I suddenly realized I needed to get my life together is it's never too late. And going further on that, it's not a rush. I'm actually getting more done by slowing down. I'm doing higher quality work. I'm not having to go back and redo things. And interestingly, I'm doing more of the things of the way that I do things the best. So when you're in business, you feel the pressure of marketing and getting more messages out there. But the reality is for me is that I don't need to be doing a heap of that. Quality, yes, but not quantity, because my greatest strength in business is getting in conversations with people by networking, just having good conversations. It's amazing what work falls in your lap, like this just this week, where someone I'd connected with at another event and we just got talking and I took a genuine interest in what they were doing because they're doing awesome work. I was excited about what they were doing because it was like fantastic. And then hearing this person's story, and it's like, wow, like you've overcome some incredible things. It was so cool. Well, he's somewhere at the moment. They're looking for a mindset coach, and he rang me this week and he said, you're the first person I thought of. I'm like, how cool is that? But that's because I was going out and doing things how I do things the best. Now, that's for me, the sensory extrovert. But if you are in another point in the personality spectrum, there'll be another way for you. If you're more of that innovative, creative extrovert, well, it's going to be performance. Then you're going to have to be in front of a crowd, big crowds. That's where you're going to do your best work. I'm more 1-to-1, 1-to-2, 1-to-3. If you're more introverted, then it's through systems and processes and details. If you're a creative type, it's about getting creative. If you're the sensory introvert, well, it's doing the work behind the scenes, getting things right, looking for the gaps, filling the gaps, and doing it that way. But the most important thing is coming back to self, and that could only have been possible by slowing down and by becoming present. Because it is, it's a superpower, presence. It's an absolute superpower. We spend too much time rushing around. We spend too much time connected to things that we don't need to be connected to, particularly this little device that we have, the phone. That just, wow, what an amazing tool. But man, we can get dependent on it. And I know it. I've been there. Over this 5-year mental strength downturn, it's been one of the hardest things. It's like an addiction. But the moment you get back to working on it, it's amazing what changes. And this is why holistically you need to look at all of the different areas of your health. You need to keep building the physical. Because if you don't keep doing the work, then you go backwards. It's that saying, you're either green and growing or ripe and rotten. And if you think you're ripe and you're done, which I did with my mental strength, you'll start to rot. So you need to get the physical right, you need to get the mental right, you need the emotional right, and you need to get the spiritual right. And I'll reiterate this, the spiritual, doesn't have to be any great depth for that. There is great depth for that if you want it. It's not saying you have to be religious, it's not saying you have to go into this deep space, but spirituality, like Brené Brown's description, is the best one. It's your relationship with self and community. Now, relationship with self, you can go deep on that. You can go more internal, more meditation, more awareness, more presence, connection to community, same sort of thing. The depth is unlimited, but you need to do the work in those four areas. Physical, the body, mental, the mind, emotional, the heart, spiritual, the soul. So it's not just body, mind, and soul, body, mind, heart, and soul. Do the work in those four areas. Keep doing the work. Keep exercising in those areas. Keep building your strength in all of those areas, building those muscles. Don't be like me and neglect one and then go on a slide like I have been. But if you have, you just got to do what I've done. You've just got to knuckle down, you've got to do the work, and you've got to rebuild. And I've got a long way to go to get back to where I was. But I'm getting back to doing the things that I know worked, that I used to do religiously every day. And I'm putting those back in place and I'm building my strength again and I'm getting stronger and I continue to get stronger and I'm excited to think what will happen when I get back to that full strength and then build beyond that. That's the challenge for you as well. Now, I haven't asked for this for a while, but if you know someone who you know needs to hear this episode, please do pass it on. And if you haven't followed, liked, subscribed, please do that. And I'd love it if you could leave a review. I know that a heap of people have been doing it lately. It's helping me get in front of more people. The audience is growing. It allows me to get even better guests. I've had some crackers lately. I've got some crackers in store for you coming up in the not too distant future as well. So the more you can do to help me, the more we can build this community. And ultimately, part of my purpose is the positive impact that sport can have on the entire world. The more of this positivity and growth we can bring to each of us and to the world. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.